Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Vaccine 411, the latest coronavirus vaccine information for February 8th, 2022. A story of mixed metrics. Yes, the Omicron wave has receded significantly in the U.S. over the past few weeks, but more people are dying every day than died during the peak of Delta last summer. 2,400 people have died every day over the past 7 days, even though cases are a third of what they were 3 weeks ago. As we've explained before, the reason is the sheer number of people infected with Omicron meeting the unvaccinated population. The CDC says unvaccinated adults have a 68 times higher risk of dying from COVID than boosted adults. There are claims out on the always reliable internet that, in fact, most of the world is still unvaccinated. But data from the University of Oxford's Our World in Data project show more than 60% of the world's population have gotten at least one dose. 52.1% are fully vaccinated. The UAE and Portugal are most vaccinated at more than 90%, while Chad, Haiti, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Burundi have less than 1% of people fully vaccinated. The governors of four states announced plans to lift statewide mask requirements in schools by the end of February or March. Those states are Connecticut, Delaware, New Jersey, and Oregon. All indicated a need for acceptance that the virus is here to stay and there must be a path back to normalcy for kids. A couple of California stories for you. The state is keeping its mask mandates for schools in place, but California is not extending its statewide indoor mask mandate. That means people who are vaccinated can show off their mouths starting February 15th. The unvaccinated cannot. Los Angeles County, however, has its own stricter mask mandate in place that it will apparently keep in place no matter what the state does. Also in California, lawmakers passed legislation giving most workers up to 2 weeks of COVID supplemental paid sick leave. The idea is to fix it so infected people don't have to come to work and put everyone else at risk. The policy allows workers at businesses of 26 or more employees to take paid time off not just to recover from COVID, but to care for a sick family member, go get vaccinated, recover from immunization side effects, or care for a child who can't go to school because of closures or quarantines. In the United States, cases were down 57%, deaths are up 18%, and hospitalizations are down 24% over 14 days. The 7-day average of new cases has been trending down since January 14th. The five states that had the most daily deaths per 100,000 are Mississippi, South Carolina, Ohio, Tennessee, and Guam. There are 29,145,580 active cases in the United States. The five areas with the greatest increase in hospitalizations per capita, Wyoming 25%, Montana and West Virginia 16%, and Idaho and Oregon 11%. The top 10 areas with the highest number of recent cases per capita, according to the New York Times, Nome Census Area, Alaska, Whitman, Washington, Adair, Oklahoma, Craig, Oklahoma, Okmulgee, Oklahoma, Cherokee, Oklahoma, Bethel Census Area, Alaska, Scott, Tennessee, Mays, Oklahoma, and Imperial, California. There have been 905,542 deaths in the U.S. recorded as COVID-related. The top three vaccinating states by percentage of population that's been fully vaccinated, Vermont at 79.6%, Rhode Island at 79.4%, and Maine at 77.7%. The bottom three vaccinating states are Alabama at 49.6%, Wyoming at 50%, and Mississippi at 50.3%. The percentage of the U.S. that's been fully vaccinated is 64.1%. Globally, cases were down 13% and deaths up 34% over 14 days, with the 7-day average trending down since January 25th. There are 74,687,082 active cases around the world. The five countries with the most new cases, Russia, 171,905, the United States, 156,487, Germany, 138,867, Turkey, 96,514, and Japan, 92,865. There have been 5,749,275 deaths reported as COVID-related worldwide. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Vaccine 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the Vaccine 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Ever get lost in the supermarket?
We'll be your guides.
Three Squares is a trip through the enriched, multi-grain, high-fiber, sustainable, nutrient-dense wonderland that is the food industry. I'm Charlie Arnott, CEO of the Center for Food Integrity, keeping food trustworthy.
Susan Schwally here. I'm president of the food and beverage practice at the MPD Group. I can tell you why people eat and drink what they do.
And I'm Kevin Ryan, resident food scientist. I helped lead strategy and innovation at General Mills, and I'm now CEO of Malachite Strategy and Research, assisting companies in bringing innovative products to market.
Together, we are the Three Squares, dishing on the food industry.
We'll cut through the jargon and tackle the trends in a lightly sweetened, climate-friendly, organic fashion with the people who are shaping the future of food and beverage.
Whether you're a foodie or a food scientist, a connoisseur or a restaurateur, there's something here for every taste. We'll learn, laugh, and discover what's coming soon to your table.
So subscribe to Three Squares for free on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.